I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 1st. A Quincy man was arrested in Boston Wednesday for allegedly assaulting a police officer after being thrown out of comedian Chris Rock's show at the Wilbur Theater. 25-year-old Caleb Anthony Hurd was arraigned in Boston Municipal Court yesterday on one misdemeanor count of assault and battery on a police officer, along with resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. A not guilty plea was entered for Hurd. Initially, Hurd and another man were asked to leave the venue for not wearing masks. The police report says Hurd was acting aggressively. The report went on to say one police officer on scene tried to calm him down, but eventually Hurd threatened physical violence. He was forced out of the main hall, but pushed back in an attempt to attack the officer until he was finally pepper sprayed. Hurd was released on his own recognizance and is due back in court May 25th. 31-year-old man was shot by police in Jamaica Plain early yesterday after he fired a gun at officers during an attempted traffic stop. This happened just before 1 a.m. on Morton Street near Shattuck Hospital. A barrage of gunfire during a shootout between the suspect and officers could be heard on police radio transmissions. Boston Superintendent in Chief Greg Long says it all started with a traffic stop. Suspect has now been identified as Jeff Anilis from Randolph. Suffolk County DA Kevin Hayden says the incident is under investigation, and Anilis is expected to recover and will face multiple charges. Police searched a wooded area in Rockland in connection with the disappearance of a Hanover woman last year. 27-year-old Brittany McCormick has been missing since last summer. Family members have offered a $5,000 reward for information about the mother of two. A search and rescue team was digging for evidence in the area of Reed's Pond in Rockland on Wednesday. Police searched in Rockland late last year for McCormick as well. Well, the MBTA will start tearing down the former Lowe's Home Improvement store on Bergen Parkway in Quincy later this month. The T will replace the existing building with a new $250 million garage to house and maintain 130 hybrid and electric buses, as the T plans to phase out diesel buses. 45 of the new buses are expected to be battery electric. The new two-story building will have maintenance bays, break rooms, locker rooms, training rooms, and offices. More than 200 people are expected to work at the new garage. The new facility will replace the existing bus garage on Hancock Street that was built in 1904. The city has expressed an interest in acquiring the old garage for use as an indoor sports complex. Mayor Thomas Koch says he is in discussions with the T about obtaining that property. The new garage is expected to be completed in late 2024. Well, single-use plastic shopping bags are now banned in Quincy. Starting today, the city's plastic bag ban that had been suspended in August of 2020 due to the pandemic is back in effect. Retailers are being given a one-month grace period to use up their existing supply of plastic bags, but beginning on May 1st, the bags are banned and fines may be imposed for violations. The Furnace Brook Golf Course in Quincy opens to the public today for the first time in 50 years. The city has taken over the golf course and is opening it to the general public. Mayor Thomas Koch hopes to make significant improvements to both the course and the clubhouse. A service will be held Saturday for the late Kelly Cobble of Quincy. Cobble died unexpectedly on March 12th at the age of 59. She was very active in the Quincy Art Association, Altrusa International, the Quincy Historical Society, many other Quincy groups and organizations. She worked at the Adams National Historical Park in Quincy for 27 years. A service will be held Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Quincy Community United Methodist Church in Wollaston. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 550 points. The NASDAQ dropped 221. The S&P fell 72. Asian shares mostly lower. The dollar rose. The euro was up. Oil at $99 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat the Devils 8-1. and they will take on Columbus at the Garden tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tonight at the Garden, Celtics host the Pacers at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, scattered showers and mild at the high 60 degrees. Clear tonight, low 52. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 56. Maybe a shower Sunday, high 53. Monday, partly cloudy, high 56. The boater waves about 2 feet. West wind gusting to 30 knots at a high tide at 12:30 this afternoon. Sunrise at 6:26, set at 7:09. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, April 1st.